He sang this melody and I helped put some words to it. It's called The Walls of Time.
Hey.
like to invite a buddy of ours, Mr. Billy Bright, if he'd join us on stage. Yeah. Bring his band up here. I've been spending a little more time, a little bit more west of this part of Texas, down in the, in the Indian country out there and near the Hopi Mesa. And first time I went out there, my camper, which had belonged to Beauregard Hooligan of the Free Mexican Air Force, he left it in California full of something strange. And it all disappeared over a few days out there in Stinson Beach. Dang, I don't know what happened. But it was gone and the camper was empty and he disappeared. So I was driving the camper back out west. I've taken it actually down here to Texas and because old Beauregard had moved back here and I wanted to, you know, I actually lived over at the Blue Hole in Wimberley for many years.
Nice.
In a trailer. Actually, in a Coleman tent. I wasn't even cool enough to have a trailer. I lived there in a Coleman tent for 3 winters. And that's actually where I wrote the Free Mexican Air Force. And that's a magic spot full of inspiration. I haven't been there in a little while, but I'm fixing to go over there this week sometime and jump in the Blue Hole.
Yeah.
It's good swimming. And been a lot of good people run the place. So I was heading out from California in the old Free Mexican Air Force Ford campover pickup truck. And I got to the Hopi Mesa and the thing broke down. It was like all technology stops here. So I had to spend a couple of days there. Well, at that time, you know, there weren't people who had anything to do with foreigners, white people. You know, we're looked upon askance, but I found a guy had his little garage at his house, mandolin section getting settled. Settle down back there. It's dangerous. You get two of them together with those little mandolins, you know. They get crazy. They start talking to each other and doing all this stuff. But I'm just glad to be able to play a little more with Billy here. Well, long story short, the truck got fixed, and this little school kid, about 8 years old, led me to the house of David Malangwe, called Grandfather David, who had been the sort of ambassador of peace from the Hopi Nation, and went to the Nobel Prize gathering and everything with the Hopi Vision.